This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. How are you today? We're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro today. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. And if you have a pothole or something like that that is a concern for you, give us a shout. 893-1450. That's the number. 893-1450. Mayor Tommy Bragg is going to be with us. He's just a little bit late this morning, caught up by some of the traffic that we're having, but he is on his way. Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg will be answering your questions in just a moment, so stay right here. But in the meantime, if you have some concerns, and I'm serious, what we do on this, if you call in, let us know about things that you see. Some of you are seeing a need for traffic signals in certain areas. Some of you are seeing a need for a little bit longer green light. Cars, not enough cars are being let through some of the intersections. Some of you see a pothole. Some of you see bushes that are growing out into the roads. Well, this is how it is all repaired. When you see something that's concerning you, give us a call now. And we will pass it on to the proper authorities. In fact, when the mayor gets here, we will pass it on to him. And the buck stops right there. 893-1450. If you have suggestions on ways the city can be improved, call us. This is your chance to speak out. 893-1450. 893-1450. It won't be too long until spring will be here. And as spring arrives, then that means more opportunities to do some outdoor projects and things of that sort. So if there's something that is concerning you road-wise, call us. Or if there's anything that's concerning you traffic-wise, call us. 893-1450. And the line is open right this minute. Okay. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Absolutely. Valentine's Day. So don't forget that either. That's something big. It'll be big if you forget it. This morning at 9 o'clock, 500 seedlings will be given away. And that will be over at the Lane Agri Park at 9 o'clock this morning. And there are only 500 given away, and they're given in groups of five to landowners. And that means 100 people. So that's going to go really fast. So if you want to have one of those, you need to be over there. In fact, you need to probably head over there in that direction right about now. The Lane Agri Park right there on John Rice Boulevard, next to Paws and just down from Sam's. I mean, that's pretty neat. They're encouraging people to grow trees. This is a good time of the year to plant some trees. Ground is not too difficult to dig in, and the trees are just really, this is a good time to plant them. I mean, obviously. What kind of trees do they have? These are seedlings, and obviously these seedlings are the types that grow well around this area. They have some red buds, some indigo bush, red mulberry, and the hybrid chestnuts. They're giving those away starting at 9 this morning, 9 o'clock. And that's over at the Ag Center, John Rice Boulevard, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. So make that a point to be over there. If you have any questions, their phone number is 893-9295. 92-95. Murfreesboro Mayor John, not John, Tommy Bragg will be joining us. John is his father. Tommy Bragg will be joining us this morning in just a few moments. Want to remind you that the 28th annual Main Street Murfreesboro Rutherford County Luncheon is scheduled for Tuesday, February the 26th. And that's going to be over at the Maple Street Grill. And there are some awards being presented. The Downtown Business Awards Design Award goes to Demas Business Office. And that is beautiful. If you haven't seen that one, that's over on Manny Avenue, the new Demas office. It is gorgeous. One of those elegant old homes has been brought back to life thanks to the Demas family. What a beautiful office that is. What a beautiful addition to our city. And the Downtown Business of the Year, City Tile and Floor Covering. So proud of Doug Young and all of the family there at City Tile. They will be honored Tuesday, February the 26th, the 28th annual luncheon and meeting of Main Street. 28 years, can you imagine? Boy, you probably remember as it was getting started, the Main Street program. That time flies, 28 years ago, man alive. That was the group that really brought the beauty to our downtown historic square. I guess it was back in the 50s, and you may want to call in and chat about this too. Back in the 50s, they started putting the aluminum on fronts of buildings to try to make them look newer and covering up the beautiful buildings that were the originals there. So the Main Street program was encouraging people to put things back to their original beauty. So, Main Street, thank you very much. Our phone number is 893-1450. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing good, Bart. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, I'd like to tell you about a hole, a pothole.
Okay.
You're going down East Main and cross Rutherford. The Bright Ideal Tattoo Shop and Handlebar is in between those two businesses. But it's right on, and it's on the same side of the road as those two. And it's right on the white line, and that thing's about a foot deep at least.
Hmm.
And it's a real huge hole. But if you could pass that on, get it taken care of, that'd be great.
Okay, let me be sure I know. We're going down East Main. And just past Rutherford.
Crossover Rutherford, yes.
Crossover Rutherford, so you're going toward Woodbury.
Exactly.
And you just passed the tattoo shop. It's right on the white line.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye-bye. See how easy it is? That's all you do. Just give us a description there. And we'll put it right down. I'm putting it down right now so we don't forget about that. 893-1450 is the number. 893-1450. And we will we'll add your item to the list of things that need to be corrected. 893-1450. Now, this is not limited to potholes and traffic signals and things like that. If you have an idea for some really bad curves in a road that need to be straightened to reduce risk of accidents, call us. And there are opportunities at certain times that those can be straightened. 893-1450, don't wait until it's too late. 893-1450, if you have some other ideas dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, that's what we are looking for. It's everybody working together to make improvements. If you have suggestions for the Rover bus, call us, 893-1450. That's what it's all about this morning, 893-1450. Last night we were very fortunate to go over to the fundraiser that they had at Dr. Sidney McPhee and his wife Liz home there on the MTSU campus. They hosted a fundraiser for the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. What a wonderful group that is, and Liz McPhee was just a wonderful hostess, made everybody feel welcome, and some of the cast from the upcoming March production of Jesus Christ Superstar were there. They performed, and phenomenal job. Boy, I mean, just to have that kind of talent. They were just standing there beside the piano, and they started singing some songs from the production. It was phenomenal. So if you haven't, if you have some opportunities in March, circle that on your calendar and make it a point to go see that at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts at 110 West College. Of course, this Friday at the Center for the Arts, Driving Miss Daisy opens. And that's going to be a two-week run at the Center for the Arts, one of those classic shows, Driving Miss Daisy, opening Friday. Our phone number is 893-1450. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Now, maybe you're thinking that about your special Valentine. You're unbelievable. You need to get them something that goes along with the fact that they are unbelievable. A gift from Bell Jewelers. And Bell Jewelers is going all out to make it easier for you this year. Head over to Bell Jewelers and get that unbelievable Valentine gift. Oh, absolutely. You're saying, I don't know exactly what to get, whether to get her chocolate, flowers, maybe a dinner somewhere, diamonds. What should I get? Well, if you go to Bell Jewelers and take advantage of some of their specials, you can give all of those items. Yeah, all of them. So learn more about that. Head over to Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad. One purchase gets you all of those things that are traditional Valentines. Just a wonderful place. Bell Jewelers goes back to 1879. Mr. William Bell opened the doors there at Bell Jewelers. And the Tidwells took it over many years ago and continue. Their family continues to make everyone's Valentine's, anniversaries, whatever the special event, weddings, makes them special. We thank them. Why don't you go over and check out the Valentine specials at Bell Jewelers. Well, let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning.
Y'all have a few minutes, and I wanted to tell you a story about the downtown revitalization program.
Sure.
This will go back a few years, but I was a merchant downtown, as you know, and Ben Hall McFarland, Sr., asked me if I would serve on a committee to see if we could revitalize the downtown area. And at that time, I don't know if you remember or not, I'm sure you do, but there was power lines that drooped down, and they connected at the front of the buildings, and the sidewalks had in some cases 3 or 4 stairs to get to the main sidewalk, and parking was atrocious. It was a terrible looking mess, and not attractive at all, and extreme from what we have now, just the opposite spectrum. So my job was to go around and visit all the merchants in downtown and see if they'd be interested in creating a pool of money to revitalize the downtown. And Judge McFarland was going to, this is county executive when they called them judges then, Judge McFarland was going to get some county money for it. Several of the banks were going to offer some free or low interest loans. So my job was to go around, and I went to one of our favorite merchants downtown, the Hub Store, and asked Hal Arbit if he would be interested in participating in the pool of money and contribute some money. And I got mixed reviews on all of them, all the people that I asked. And, of course, everybody wanted to have a better-looking square. But Hal Arbit was, he was totally against it. I mean, putting up any money to revitalize the front of his building was just out of the question. And so I put him down in the maybe column and walked on down the road and visited others. And, of course, I would make my trip to the downtown square just every day since I was only a block and a half away. So one day, I was walking down there, not long after that, and the whole front facade, the brick facade of Hal Arbit's building, had come away from the building and was leaning out toward the street, probably a foot. And Farrell Brothers had come down there, and they had put scaffolding all around it, and they had blocked it up to keep the brick facade from falling down onto the sidewalk in the street. And so I walked around the scaffolding and was headed on down toward Vine Street, and Hal Arbit spotted me, and he came running out of the store, and he said, Mike, I want to talk to you about that revitalization program. So he was looking for some free dollars to help fix his building. It was not long after that that finally the downtown merchants decided to form into the Main Street program and hire Don Eaton. And that's when the downtown revitalization program really took off, was when Don Eaton came on board, and one person was in charge of getting things done instead of a committee. And it got done, and we have that beautiful downtown area now. And we're thankful for the Main Street volunteers and the Main Street program.
Now, what year was that when you were going around and talked with the Hub stores?
I'm thinking it was in the mid-70s.
Maybe
70, 74, 75, something like that.
And at that point, a lot of those old aluminum fronts that were put on to make the buildings look modern were very much in at that time. So this was a conversation to change something that people thought, well, what's wrong with it? And I think we didn't really, you see something long enough, you don't stop and think about those electric wires don't look too good. I remember when the city had some folks that they brought in, I guess it was actually the Chamber of Commerce, brought in to do a visual study of our community, and they took some photographs, and suddenly those power lines that nobody saw were visible in those photographs. And you thought, man, is this what other people see when they come into our community? And it was. And you're right, that was the beginning of a big change. It's sort of hard to guess what it was like. How could we not notice those things? But we didn't notice them. Thank you for sharing about that.
I thought you would enjoy the story and the memory of some of those people that have gone, Hal Arbit, and of course Ben Har McFarland Sr. They've gone on, but it's all part of our downtown heritage and the history and the stories that we love about Murfreesboro.
Very definitely. Mike, thank you for calling.
Thank you for what you do. Bye-bye.
You have a super day. 893-1450, of course, the Hub Store. That is the one that was Boots, Boots, Boots. You remember that one? Yeah, Jerry Brown did such a phenomenal job on that bit of history there. Boots, Boots, Boots. And a day like today, you probably, if you go back enough years, you would have been hearing that particular message. 893-1450 is our number. We're going to be checking on the latest traffic information and more right here on WGNS. We'll be back and continue the conversation. If you have any questions about the city of Murfreesboro, if you have some comments and suggestions, give us a call, 893-1450. 1450.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell, and if you have a car problem, me and my team on Broad Street are here to help.
Robert's Auto Repair on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
At Robert's Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
896-1407.
Good morning once again. No accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro at this time. We've got a few slick spots out there. Slow down, be safe. Also, we've got traffic easing on Old Ford Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, Broad at Church, and Broad at Memorial with traffic easing for us this morning. And back to Life, Health, and Wellness, located 1916 Patterson Street in Nashville. Dr. Frails takes great pride in providing for her patients. Call Back to Life, Health, and Wellness, 834-2600. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about the Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Cloudy skies for the forecast area. Rain continuing. Winds out of the north-northwest, about 5 to 15 miles per hour, feeling breezy. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 39.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you know someone who has gone the extra mile, nominate them to be Good Neighbor of the Day. Just send those nominations to news@wgnsradio.com or stop in our studios at 306 South Church Street.
There's a traffic situation over on Memorial in front of Riley's Small Engines you need to be aware of. The emergency vehicles are en route to that location right now. I'll give them the right of way, and we'll be updating you on that as soon as we get some more information. Stay with us. This is your show this morning, 893-1450. If you have a memory of downtown Murfreesboro, this is your chance, 893-1450. Maybe you remember some of the renovations of the Main Street program. Soon be celebrating 28 years. I can't believe that, 28 years. Boy, they have done so much for the community. The annual Main Street Luncheon, the 28th annual luncheon and meeting, is coming up Tuesday, February the 26th at the Maple Street Grill. And this year, the design award goes to Demas Restaurant, family business here in town. And they get the design award for their beautiful new office that's on Manny Avenue. They've taken one of the old homes and renovated it. Just a beautiful job. Our hats off to them. And the Downtown Business of the Year Award goes to another family business, City Tile and Floor Covering. Always doing so much for the community there. 893-1450 is our number. Oh, by the way, let me give you that date again, because you need to be there and support these activities. And that's coming up, the 28th Annual Luncheon and Meeting at Maple Street Grill on Tuesday, February the 26th. Tuesday, February 26th, 11:30 until 1. And you can RSVP by calling Main Street. Michelle is there to help you. And Michelle's phone number is 895-1887. 895-1887. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us this morning. And in addition to sharing some thoughts of downtown, if you have any thoughts of roads that need improving or anything like that, give us a call as well. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bart.
Well, good morning to you.
You doing all right today?
Doing fine, thank you.
Yep. I was calling about some lights, street lights out there on Elam Road.
Uh-huh.
Right at the end of Elam Road where it hits Joe B. Jackson.
Okay.
Those things are set a little funny at night, and if it's raining, it's hard to see how to get back in to Elam Road off of Joby Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wondered maybe if they could do a check them and see if they could reposition them or something.
Okay. So they're aimed these are lights that you aim at. I've seen some of those. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it don't light up that corner right there. They're set in to where they don't light that intersection up, like most of them do.
Okay. Okay, we will put that down.
All righty.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro. We're talking about issues that concern you. We're talking about history. 893-1450. There was a time, and there may be somebody listening who remembers this. This was in the 50s. In the 50s, a group of people seriously were thinking, we need to tear down our courthouse. This downtown area is our shopping area. I mean, there were no shopping centers. This was the downtown was the shopping area. And so they were thinking about tearing down the courthouse to make room for more parking. The old song that, what was it, Joni Mitchell, who had paved paradise, tore down some. That's pretty much what that was all about. If you have some memories of that, give us a call. Scott has an update here. Scott, good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
Doing fine.
The mayor is not going to be here this morning. He apparently got busy with Youth Leadership Rutherford, and he will not be in.
Good group of folks over there.
Now, we do have an update on the situation where all the police cars have left the headquarter office here just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
They are at Riley's Small Engine here in town, where shots were heard inside the building. They are currently at the building, and they are going through the building right now. Several people are outside of the building, but it sounds like one person is still in an office inside the building, so we'll continue to follow that.
Okay. Hope nothing bad comes out of that. That's over at Riley's Small Engines, and that's on Memorial, right for lack of a better description, I guess, if you know where the guitar shop is, Chambers Guitars, across the street from Ruby Tuesdays, across from Red Cross, that general area on Memorial. Shots fired inside the building. Several police cars exited the parking lot right out in front of me. That's the reason we knew about that so quickly. I saw them leave. And so that is going on right now. Be aware of that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
I just want to say that when we remember the mayor who never shows up for Action Line, that's all I've got to say. He had a good excuse, I suppose, but he never shows up for Action Line. And thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I think I heard you talking about potholes a while ago.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I'm not for sure if it's already mentioned, but 231 South, you make a right-hand turn on Indian Park at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
By Gateway Tire.
Uh-huh.
It's getting a pretty good pothole right there when you're in the middle of that turn right there.
Okay, in the middle of the turn. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that more on Indian Park Drive or...
Or South Church. Like I say, hey, it's about right there in the dead center. Like, if your front tire misses it, your back tire get it.
Okay. I will put that down, and we'll get that over to the proper people.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Let's take another call here. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
How you doing there?
I'm doing great. Hope you are.
Thank you. There's a real bad pothole on Horde Road right there where Reed's Down Subdivision is.
On Horde Road?
Mm-hmm, right before Reed's Down Subdivision comes out on Horde Road, there's a real bad pothole right there.
Okay. Just before Reed's Down, is that right?
Right in that area, right there where Reed's Down comes out on the Horde Road there.
Okay.
What are they going to do there? They won't miss it.
And it's on Horde Road, actually on Horde Road.
It is on Horde Road.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for letting us know about that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is the number. 893-1450. Murfreesboro Police right now are at Riley's Small Engine. Just minutes ago, shots were heard inside Riley's small engine. Shots were heard. The police have totally surrounded the building, and they are approaching inside the building, getting ready to go through there and see what happened. We will be keeping you informed. And if you're in that area, that's what all of the emergency vehicles are, right there at Riley's small engine. 893-1450, if you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call, 893-1450. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning. Doing fine, thank you.
All right. I have some concerns about this bridge over at Thompson Lane, mm-hmm. where the train runs under. Is there any way they could fix that lip of those bridges? I know they fixed the one at Thompson Lane at the river. It was real bad at first. And I travel that road every day. And when I hit it, it just aggravates me to hit it because I know it's knocking my truck out of line.
Okay.
Is there any way they can get up here and fix this bridge?
Well, I'm sure there would be. So.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that they know that it's in the shape it's in. Why they let it keep going like it?
So now that's as you approach the bridge. As soon as you get to the bridge surface.
Okay. That's right.
Okay.
So when you get jumping up on the bridge, you hit like a speed bump before you get up on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
At the river was like that for the longest, and I'm about at the point where I'm about ready to see if they give me a wheel alignment. I done hit it so hard and so much. So I just wondered about that. And these other potholes around the city, there's several, and I only know that they fix certain roads, but I imagine they get to all of them from time to time.
Very definitely. Yeah, I think we have a maintenance schedule, and I'm not sure exactly how that works, but we'll find out for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day. And just got a guest in here. Just a second. Let me grab a phone here, and we will learn more. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
How you doing, Buck?
Doing great.
Yeah, I'm like the guy that just called in. I was thinking to call in about that on the bridge on Thompson Lane.
Uh-huh.
I hit them yesterday. I be hitting them just about every day. I travel that area a whole lot. And they're really getting bad up there. And I just wanted to come in behind the gentleman and just call, maybe put a little more influence on getting the job done. And also, yesterday's highway, I'm trying to put it together. Where I was at, man, there's so many, where they put the little ridges in, I mean, look like little drains or something in the middle of the highway, but they got slumps in them, you know. They don't fill them up where to be even with the highway. I'm trying to think of the highway while I'm talking to you, but I was moving so much yesterday.
Yeah, and these are for drainage purposes, you feel?
Yes, it's something got to do with the drains, and you know they don't bring them back up level. They got holes in them. When you hit them, you know your tire just go off in them, and if you got them out of speed, you know you're gonna go on through them anyway. But it's four or five in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think. It's not St. Clair Street. It's not that street.
You're probably talking about Loki. Is that where you're talking? Because as you cross Maple on Loki, there are some of those that you're describing.
Yeah, and maybe that might have been the one, because I was all over yesterday. That might have been the one, Bart. But just calling in for that, and you just have a great day.
Thank
Happy
you Valentine's
for calling. Day to you.
Thank you. Let me ask you this. Those are actually for drainage, aren't they? Loki and Maple Street, and then they also have them on some of the streets. I've noticed them out in the Regionwood subdivision. A few of the roads may have been an earlier way to create road surfaces. And I think even in the Regionwood area where there had been those drainage just drops in the road, they have been filled in now. So, but the ones as you cross Maple Street on Loki, that's still very much there. Is that for drainage? Is that what that's all about?
Well, I think what you're probably referring to in this case is what we call a water table, which is basically just the extension of a gutter line for drainage purposes across an intersection. And those are sometimes done in real flat areas. To where we don't have the proper depth and stuff to actually put pipes in, that they have to use the gutter to get across those. And those are things that when we can, from an engineering standpoint, not use, we don't use.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
I've called a couple times, and I've heard you mention it, the turn lane, or the turn light there at Thompson Lane and Broad Street going southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever got an explanation why that's so fast?
If you're lucky, four cars can come through there.
That's being real lucky.
Yeah. I was not that lucky this morning.
No, it may be two cars, and then the light turns, and it's a real busy intersection. I can't understand why they can't extend it a little bit.
Yeah, and that's if you're on Thompson Lane trying to turn toward town,
yes,
onto Broad, if you're lucky, two, three cars max.
That's true.
And there could be 20 cars lined up, so not a whole lot happens.
I've never got an explanation. I just wonder if you ever got one.
Well, maybe we can. What about that? Do you have any idea what that is?
I'm pretty familiar, I think, with what you're talking about. Keep in mind that our signals do run different timing plans and different times of day, and it's always a balance between the different movements, because anytime you give a green light more time one direction, you're taking it away from somewhere else. But I will tell you, in that particular case, that we did add about 2 to 3 seconds, I don't remember the exact number, a couple of months ago to that, because it did only let about three cars through, and our monitoring of it notes that probably now you can get about 5 cars or 6 through.
If you are really fast, if the first one leaves quickly.
Yes, if the first one's paying attention and not talking on their phone, and when the light turns green, if they go, you can get 5 or 6 cars through, especially in the AM peak, and that's when we were having the biggest concern. So signals and timings are stuff that we monitor all the time, and input from the public's very good. And certainly, you know, we make changes as traffic patterns, volumes, and so forth change over time.
Well, let's take another call here. And good morning, you're on WGNS. Whoops, lost that one. 893-1450 is our number. And we're talking about the city of Murfreesboro. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, give us a shout. 893-1450. And we are just getting all sorts of information. And, you know, this is what it's all about. If people have suggestions on ways to improve the roadways, if you see things, it's you're the eyes of the city, and it's so important for you to let this information be known. You're on WGNS. Good morning. Hello there.
Yes.
Hi.
Two comments on traffic. One would be the light at Broad and Middle Tennessee, heading outbound. On more than one occasion, the left, just the turn signal would work, and the green arrow would never come on. So traffic got backed up pretty good ways back toward back into town. So something that they might be able to check in there. Another one would be in the Innsbrook area on Church Street at the Kroger's. I've seen many wrecks at that, not at the light, but people trying to get out of Kroger's on the Church Street and come back in toward town. I think if they made that a right turn only, a right turn getting into Kroger's on Church and a right turn getting out, that way people wouldn't be trying to come out, because there's been numerous wrecks over the last six months.
Okay.
So a couple things they might check into.
So no turns toward town is what you're suggesting?
That would be correct.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for calling.
Because there's people trying to turn in there coming, you know, they're trying to turn left in there. If they're coming toward town, they're trying to turn left out of there to get into town out on the church, and of course people have stopped at the light at Innsbrook and traffic backed up, and there's been several wrecks there.
All righty, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
893-1450, you're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning.
I just want to make a comment.
Okay.
You don't always want to be the first one out of the shotgun.
Well, that's true, too.
I'm telling you, you could be T-boned and have a serious wreck. Because if you have somebody that's going to run that red light, you're really in danger, being the first one out of the gunshot.
That is very, very true. Thank you for calling. And relating back to that traffic signal on Thompson Lane as you turn on to Broad, turn left on to Broad, the other morning, that exact thing almost happened. If a person had been quick on the leave of that intersection, they would have been T-boned because there was a car that just decided for one reason or another, and they were heading towards Smyrna on Broad. They just went right on through. I mean, the light, it wasn't something that had just turned. It had been turned for a while. And thank goodness the two lead cars, because that's two lanes there, neither one of them jumped out quickly, because they would have been clobbered right there. So is there a chance that perhaps a little more time might be given to that? You know, they have a good point there.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that specifically without looking at it a little bit more, but again, that's something that we're always willing to reevaluate. And as things do change, and if there's more time needed, and it's not detrimental to the other movements and stuff, that's something that we can do. And I just want to say, too, that I didn't want to imply by my earlier comment that just as soon as the light turns green that everybody should just take off. I mean, it is incumbent on the driver of the vehicle to make sure that the intersection is clear, mm-hmm. and that if you do take off, what you described about people running the light may ultimately be a very hazardous situation. So certainly you do need to make sure the intersection is clear before you take off.
Very good. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning? Hello?
Yeah, C-Store the other night. And am I on bar?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. I come out of the TST store, and I turned left, get back on Rutherford Boulevard, and there was a sign up there. I could not see the white sign at all, and I have good vision. And I saw the green light, and so I turned left. I thought the paparazzi got a hold of me. But anyway, I had cameras going off everywhere. Cost me $50 to make that left turn. And, you know, I don't mind that, but if I could see that sign a little better, maybe put a light on it. It was dark. I could see the sign, but I couldn't even read it because it was so dark.
Mm-hmm. And that's coming out of the TSC store.
Yeah, when you come out of the TSC store, drive, get back on Rutherford. There's a little left turn right there. Get back on Rutherford. And it's the special lane. And when I got ready to turn left, I couldn't see the signs. I just went on. No cars around, nowhere. But I got trapped, caught up in the red light of the cameras. And didn't pay $50. I don't mind that. You know, a lot of people run the lights. I don't like to do that. And I quit doing those late lights a long time ago. And I like to get killed by a Hummer the other day on Las Casas Pike. Something told me to look to my right. And I looked to my right. So many people are running red lights now. I mean, this was 90 miles an hour, wide open. Going through that red light. I'm so glad I looked.
Oh, I am too. Very definitely. People need to watch for those. People are in a hurry these days.
Yes.
Seems like they always leave late to go to one appointment or another and don't give themselves time, so they are running past these lights. Thank you for calling.
We need a little bit of light on that sign so I can see it, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
893-1450. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. If you're on the line, hold on. You are coming up next.
We bring people who know you, and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
Cloudy skies for the forecast area, rain continuing. Winds out of the north-northwest, about 5 to 15 miles per hour, feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 39.
Hello, it's Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We have a lovely display of roses, fresh cuts arrangements. We have diamond cut glass for some of our vases. We have some vases that come with a necklace. Stuffed animals, chocolates, and anything you might need.
Hello, this is Sheila Moffitt Fabry from Ryan Flowers and Gifts.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Please give us a call at Ryan's Flowers and Gifts at 117 South Academy Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
After Monty Hale and Tim Tackett talk sports on All Sports Talk at 2, join me for Sports Night. This is George Plaster on WGNS.
When it rains, it pours and opens doors that flood the floors with thought would always keep us safe and dry.
And we have an update on the situation over at Riley's. It appears that no one was injured. Not really sure what was happening there, but reports of shots being heard at Riley's Small Engine this morning about 15 minutes ago, where about six or seven Murfreesboro police cars quickly arrived at that location. They have made a complete study of the facility and looks as if no injuries there. Let's take another call. We have time for one more call. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm calling. Those red light cameras are just terrible in the city. They're just bad. I mean, they flash all the time for no reason.
Okay.
And I don't see why they just go off like that. Are they on timers?
The strobe lights. Are those on time? I think Chief Glenn Chrisman had described it earlier that the sensors in the roadways were extremely sensitive and that those were not really recording images to get tickets to on when those go off always. That was the explanation I had heard anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bart.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling. And on that note, we're going to have to say so long. We thank you for joining us this morning. It has been a ball. And so many things happening here in the heart of Tennessee. Thanks to you, it is all running smoothly. And we thank you for sharing your ideas. That's what it's all about. We have taken all of these down in writing, and we'll pass them along and see if we can't get some attention to some of these items. Stay with us. Much more to come. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. We're going to be talking about some of the perfect Valentine's gifts. And Janie Becker will be here from the Agricultural Extension Service. That will be tomorrow.